World Book Day sponsored by National Book Tokens. Turn on, tune in, read more, and discover a world of stories. The problem with telling lies is that they always get found out. Every lie needs another lie to keep hidden, and the first lie and the second lie and every lie afterwards. So many lies that you get so exhausted covering your tracks, you can never keep up. My name is Stephen Butler, and this is no lie when I tell you that I love doing these World of Stories online podcasts, and I'm your guide through this big celebration of books, discovering lots of new exciting stories that I'd not read before and learning lots of interesting stuff too, and hopefully you can learn along with me. So here we are talking today about The Bolds by Julian Clary and illustrated by Dave Roberts. Author Julian Clary reads a piece from his own book, a tale about a very strange family. Now, I'm telling you that, but please don't tell anybody else. You see, everybody else thinks that the Bolds are a standard family of humans, but in fact, they are a clever, smart, determined, and laughter-filled family of hyenas living undercover in suburban England. Have a little listen.
Telling lies is never a good idea. I once told my friends that I was a sausage roll. I really, definitely was, I said. When they finally believed me, they squirted me with tomato ketchup and bit me on the leg. Stop it, I had to shout in the end. I'm not a sausage roll. I am a human being. Oh, that taught me a lesson, I can tell you. I don't tell lies anymore. Ever. So believe me when I say that the story I am about to tell you is absolutely true. It's important that you know and understand this, because it is quite an extraordinary story, and funny, funny peculiar, very funny peculiar in fact, but true every word. The first thing you need to understand before I begin this story is that for some reason human beings have grown rather full of themselves over the years, and they now suppose that they are far cleverer than all other living creatures. This is a mistake. Just because humans can read and write and use knives and forks and computers, they think they're better than other animals. How stupid. Did you know that a squirrel can hide 10,000 nuts in the woods and remember where every single one of them is hidden? Well, I ask you, could you remember where you'd put 10,000 nuts? Frogs can sleep with their eyes open. Can you? A cat can lick its own bottom. How clever is that? The truth is that animals are just as clever as people, just clever in different ways. Animals think people are the stupid ones sometimes. Next time you pass a field of sheep, stop and look. They will stare back at you with a steady, sympathetic gaze. You might even see them shake their heads if you look closely, amused that we need to wear jumpers and coats made out of wool that grows perfectly naturally on their backs. What a silly business. But anyway, back to my story. It begins 10 years ago, far away in Africa. Africa, as you may know from photographs and television programmes, is a very hot and beautiful place. There are forests and bush and vast open plains where lots of wild animals live, lions and elephants and giraffes. There are brightly coloured birds that live in the trees, monkeys and gorillas, lizards, hyenas, porcupine and buffalo. The place is teeming with life of every size and shape you can imagine. And in Africa, let me tell you, the wild animals are also very clever. They watch human beings and chuckle to themselves. Fancy going around cooped up in air-conditioned buses and cars and eating boring cooked food. They all look so uncomfortable. We so-called wild animals wander around freely, they say to each other, breathing the fresh air and eating fresh food that we catch or pick or graze for ourselves, far better, in our humble opinion. Which lifestyle seems nicer to you? All the animals in Africa know that the cleverest among them are the hyenas. They aren't the fastest or fiercest, or, let's face it, the most beautiful, but they are smart and determined and work together to get what they want. They're very good at scavenging too. But the thing hyenas do best, and which drives all the other animals round the twist, is they laugh. In fact, they're known as laughing hyenas. Long, loud shrieks and cackles. They can outsmart a pride of lions by running circles round them, laughing and snorting, and then steal their dinner in the confusion. To be honest with you, hyenas are not very popular among the other animals. Birds sing prettily, lions roar impressively, but the incessant laughter of the clever hyenas gives the other animals a headache.
Have you ever seen a hyena in a zoo, wildlife park, or even on TV? They look like a cross between a cat and a fox, and the noise they make really does sound like they are constantly laughing. Well, hopefully they've been listening to these podcasts and they're enjoying them so much that they're all cracking up. But if it turns out that you're not a hyena fan and you're not really in the mood for that, it's okay because we can cater to your mood. All you need to do is head over to www.worldbookday.com where you can find all of the other podcasts that recommend tons of different stories. And I know that there is one out there that is perfect for you. So I hope you have a very nice time exploring all those brilliant books by all those lovely authors and illustrators. Have fun.
J-I-B-B-A-J-A-B-B-A.